Blackheads fam, what's going on? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This is your host, Brother Malcolm, and I'm excited because we have our editor-in-chief with us this evening. Can we give it up? A round of applause for Sister Casey Lehman. What's up, Casey?
Hey, y'all. Good evening.
All right. Well, we're talking about... Hold on. This is a family program, so you're going to have to take off the slow jams for us today. This is for parents and families. This is an episode I think we're going to call Fun with the Kids, Fun with Your Children. Casey, we were talking recently about this idea of, you know, I'm single. Casey is married with an incredibly beautiful young man for a son. And we were talking about this idea that there are people who are single who don't understand what it's like to have kids. And maybe when you have kids, you forget what it's like to be single and without them.
Exactly.
And it was interesting because I started to reflect, like, you know what? I need to talk about some things that are cultural missions for families, because, right, you know, if you have a family, you also want to experience culture too.
And every event is not children appropriate or family friendly.
Can I get an amen?
And so it's important to
do not bring your child to the opera if they cannot sit quiet. We are there to hear the soprano hit that aria note.
Right. We need to be able to distinguish which events are appropriate for families and which ones aren't, because you don't want to be that person that everybody is sitting around looking at because your child is making all the noise in the world. And at the same time, the child misses out on the experience, mm-hmm, because they're not mature enough.
So, well, I decided that why don't I find some cultural events for the young people? And I found some really, really cool things, Casey, and I think that you will agree that this is Eli-friendly, young people-friendly. So let's start off with this first place that I think is going to be awesome, and I'm hoping that Eli will get to experience this place. It's the Skirball Cultural Center, and they have this incredible permanent exhibit called Noah's Ark.
Mm.
And it's an interactive floor-to-ceiling ark that kids can discover and play in. The description says, imagine yourself immersed in a favorite childhood tale, 5 years in the making and occupying 8,000 square foot gallery. Noah's Ark at the Skirball welcomes children and families to take this journey together.
Wow.
And just looking at some of these photos, I mean, the family can play, you can build the parts of the Ark, you can climb, you can make music. It's a communal atmosphere, so there are tons of lessons about sharing and giving, and it seems like a complete educative moment for your child, all while being fun. So that's something that I would encourage you to take Eli to. I haven't been personally, but looking online, this looks like something that all parents should take their kids to. It just looks like fun. And I know, and you can speak to this more, but I know that interactive and keeping their mind stimulated is very important, I would assume.
Yes. Because little kids, so for any listener that doesn't know, I have a little boy. He's 3 going on 4. And at that age, especially for my child, activity is very, very important. He wants to play, mm-hmm, as much as he can. He wants to get that energy out, and he has so much of it. So cultural activities that allow him to interact and do things, build, mm-hmm, things, climb things, right, move things, are essential. Sitting and listening right now, not our strength. It depends on what it is. All my mommy friends, play date, holla at me.
I know that's right. And all the single mamas who just want somebody to come along, I'm also available. Anyway, hold on. Keep it holy. The next place I want to talk about is, I have been here, and it's the Grammy Museum at LA Live.
Mm.
Casey, this place is amazing. I've been 3 times. And what I love about it is interactive.
Okay.
You go to the 4th floor and you exit the elevator. And first of all, you walk into what's like the hall of the Grammy. So you see all of these Grammy Awards encased, and you see everyone accepting along on both sides of the wall. You see people accepting their Grammy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Then you walk in into this sort of, I guess it's like the history of music, mm-hmm, and there's all these interactive features. So you can go into these booths, and let's say you want to learn about gospel music, you can go in the booth, press start, and you hear about the history of gospel music. You hear all the major players, and you can hear that for every genre. Mm. But one of the really cool things is this interactive, it's sort of like a music database, right? So it's on a table, and it's touch screen. And so let's say you're like, you guys want to find out about the history of hip-hop. And you want to hear about the origins. You can click on hip-hop. You'll see who are the pioneers of hip-hop, but you'll also see who influenced hip-hop. And you can click on, oh, hip-hop sampled. Hip-hop is influenced by funk. It's influenced by jazz. Mm-hmm. And so you can click on jazz. You can click on funk. And then you get the pioneers of jazz and funk. And then you can go down like a rabbit hole of the history of music. And you are listening to the music while you're touching everything. So it's completely interactive. You can also, what I noticed the other day when I was there for the Trouble in Paradise music in Los Angeles, 1945 to 75. Shout out to Josh Kuhn. I'm so sorry that the exhibit is not going on presently, but it was incredible. You can also bring in your own headphones. So if you need your Beats by Dre to hear the music, they have inputs for you. Nice. It's really, really cool. And then they have some permanent exhibits. Of course, they have artifacts. They have Michael Jackson's gloves, some of his jackets that he wore. They have a CeeLo Green outfit that he wore on the Grammys. They have recording studios. You can record a track.
Oh, wow.
And not to be a stereotype, but you know, I went into the hip hop studio and I recorded a Nelly track. But, you know, Jermaine Dupri is the producer, and he takes you along, and you record the track, the whole process. You listen to the track, then you record it by yourself without any music, and then you can mix the track. It's a really fun, interactive environment, and you can absolutely do it with kids.
What would you say the appropriate age, like how young do you think a child could go to this and truly appreciate it?
I would almost say 3 or 4 and up. Because there's a place where you can play instruments.
Okay, yeah.
So at minimum, they could play the instruments and have fun.
Yeah.
They have drum sets for you to play, pianos for you to play. And for the adults, you can write songs. There's a Songwriters Hall of Fame. I mean, so it really is a family museum. So there's something for everyone.
Nice.
And, you know, then you can catch a meal at LA Live or any of the great restaurants around there. Shout out to El Cholo's, where I get my grub on. Okay. Cadillac Margarita. No, did I say that? No, this is a family program. This is family hour this time.
One place over there that I would say I like for families to eat is The Farm. So if you are looking for a spot, and honestly, I have not gone to the LA Live location, but I have gone to the one at the Grove, and they seem to be very family conscientious. So I'm going to go on record and guess that the one downtown is as well. So. Because out of all the other food places there, that one seems to be most likely to cater to families.
So, the next place I would like to talk about is the Kids Space Children's Museum. The Kids Space Children's Museum is... let me just read you their mission, because that tells you everything you need to know about this wonderful place. Children's museums are a wonderful place to learn, grow, and have fun. We believe in giving our guests hands-on experiences that are relevant and inspiring. Famous statesman, philosopher, and inventor Benjamin Franklin said, "Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I remember. Involve me and I learn." We involve guests in the process of learning. Our mission at Kidspace is to promote education and enrich the lives of children, families, and the community through interactive experiences in science, art, and the humanities. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Is that not what you're looking for as a parent?
That's really it. That's really it. Kids Space is amazing. I can say, as somebody who's experienced it with my child, it's awesome. Your kid will go there and climb and move and discover, get wet, learn this the hard way, pack an extra pair of clothes. They have that gift shop there with all kind of outfits for a reason. So pack an extra pair of clothes for your child, because your child will get wet. But as we enter the summer months, Kidspace is awesome. And outside of Kidspace is a huge grassy area with the park. And so you can picnic out there if you want to, or let your child just run around and play for a little bit longer. So it's awesome.
Another place that I want to encourage families is the Griffith Observatory and the world-famous gorgeous park, Griffith Park. Atop Griffith Park is the Griffith Observatory. And I can say, just going inside and experiencing the films, I believe in the planetarium, they have these amazing, amazing, amazing films. And I think you're surrounded by 360 degrees of screen. And, you know, it's called, let me see, I'm reading the description here. It says, with a spectacular Zeiss Star projector, laser digital projection system, state-of-the-art aluminum dome, comfy seat, sound system, and theatrical lighting, the 285-seat Samuel Aachen, Austin Planetarium Theater is the finest planetarium in the world.
Awesome.
It does say that children under five are only admitted to the first show of each day, which is 12:45 p.m. on weekdays and 10:45 a.m. on weekends. Okay. So if you want to bring your young children, please look online for those times that they're that it's children friendly. But it's an amazing experience. I went there. I actually took a date there.
Hey.
I mean, you know. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I am single and I have no children.
Hello.
Thank you.
455-4219.
Hello. I was just like, is this going to be, you see my picture on the website, what you waiting for? So I would encourage, have you been to the observatory?
I have.
Have you taken Eli?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not.
It's just, it's fun because it's almost, it opens imagination, right?
Yes.
So you can sit there and the seats get really comfortable. Like you can sit far back in them and just look up and it feels like you're looking at the sky
exactly.
on a perfect night.
Exactly.
And I absolutely love it.
And right now my son is going through an outer space, stars, planets, fixation. He wants his room to have stars everywhere. So this would be this. Look, I need this is prime experience right now. We might be there this weekend.
Oh, I heard that. Can I come?
Of course, Uncle Malcolm.
Holla. So there's two more spots that I just want to bring your attention to, and then we'll wrap up for this week. At Exposition Park, you have the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles County, and then you have the California Science Center.
Yes,
which are just. I love the Natural History Museum.
Yes.
If your child is into dinosaurs, right. this is the place to take them in Los Angeles. You're talking about interactive exhibits, and they just opened up a new, like two gallery spaces of new artifacts that they've discovered.
Yes.
And of course, they've got the old school side. They've got spiders. They've got the... what are they called? Not the dioramas. Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yes.
Yeah, right where you can see stuffed... buffalo and stuffed tigers
right.
and bears. Oh my.
And their natural habitat.
And their natural habitat with the indigenous people
yes.
who no longer exist. That's another podcast.
Do they still have that butterfly exhibit?
I don't know. That's a good
okay.
question. Wait a minute. They might. I don't know. Everybody look up nhm.org. That's Natural History Museum of Los Angeles County. N is in Nancy, H is in Herman, M is in Malcolm.org for that information. And then, of course, there's the California Science Center. And I can't say enough about the California Science Center only because at the California Science Center, you have one of the largest IMAX screens in the country.
Yes.
But you also have all this interactive science. Presently, as you may have remembered from an earlier podcast, they have the Cleopatra, the exhibition there right now, and you definitely don't want to miss that. But have you been... to the Science Center and
I
what
have.
Are your thoughts?
What I love about the Science Center is that if you're just going to the Science Center, not any of the exhibits or the IMAX, it's free. And that part of it is really, really cool. It's a really good experience for kids in school. A lot of schools go there for field trips. But it's all encompassing. You could actually go there and probably spend the entire day. It's so much for your kids to do from floor to floor. And then, of course, you have the lovely Rose Garden right out there at Exposition Park. And so you can stay there with your kid, go to Science Center, you can lounge, you can hang out. And it's awesome. If you want to take them to see an IMAX film, they always have a few playing at a time. So there's a little bit of variety there. And those, of course, cost a little bit. And then the special exhibits cost. But the basic Science Center itself is free. What you do have to pay for is parking.
Always have a few dollars for parking. Well, I hope you've enjoyed listening to us and hope you've gotten a few tidbits about how you can encourage cultural outings with your family on any given weekend, weekday. And the summer's here, so please do some research and find some places that you can hang out. These are just a few, but there are many. I want to thank Casey Lehman. Thank you. You're awesome, and I appreciate you giving me this platform and it's love all around up here
yes.
at blackisonline.com.
Yes.
But you know, as we end every week, just want to remind you to make a career of humanity, commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You'll make a better person of yourself, a better nation of your country, and a finer world to live in, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And until we meet again, have a great week. This is Black Is Online Culture Connection with Brother Malcolm. Peace.